B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
and getting me
through America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hi on a Monday.
Hello.
Good morning on a Monday.
Good morning to you on a Monday.
It's a Monday.
It's a hot Monday. It's already like steamy out.
I know. It was warm.
Complete opposite. Like on Friday night, I was outside for a little while and I'm like, dang, it's chilly out here.
Mm-hmm. Feels good.
And then this morning I opened up the garage and as soon as like I walked outside, I'm like, oh, it's already steamy. Just, you know, that humid air.
Yeah. It's summertime.
Summertime.
It's summertime. By the way, totally forgot what I did Friday. Have you ever had that?
Oh, yeah.
I have no clue what
daily, I forget.
That was like 3 days ago.
Yeah, you really got to think back to it. All right, we're going to catch up and see how each one of us handled our weekends in 30 seconds. So much to get to today. But how about a Monday morning song?
Let's do it.
Let's get into it. Something that makes us stretch, wake up.
I can twerk.
Say hi to your Monday with
Yeah.
There you go. Now we're ready to do it.
All right. Let's start the show.
How about your weekend in 30 seconds, Roy?
Oh, for the weekend, we celebrated a goodbye celebration to one of our friends. And we went to Queen Park Social. And it was a lot of fun. It was very hot, though. I was like, we were in the bowling alley, and it was like 30 people packed in this one bowling lane. And I'm like sweating. I had to like keep walking outside to go get air.
Were there 30 people bowling?
No. Okay. The majority of it's just hanging out, chatting.
Nobody ever knows whose turn it is. Everybody's yelling.
I mean, at one point, I was like, did you put flyers on telephone poles? Who the hell are these people? I was like, how do you know so many? Like, if I had a going away party, I think 4 people would show up, and the 3 of you, it's like you 3 and Sterling.
And I might not be available.
Right. Like, it's like, how do you know so many people?
You know what, though? It becomes what I'm getting into, because we're having a barbecue this Sunday, and it becomes like you want to invite people, but then you have to include their significant others, and if, you know, if they have kids or something like that. So your 1 becomes 3.
And I met, like, people 4 in this church group, and I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Church groups, I don't have that.
Yeah, there's people that have a lot of acquaintances.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're all very deep friendships, acquaintances. Sure. Where's the person who is leaving going?
He's going to Cincinnati.
Ah.
Yeah.
The other queen city.
It is the other queen city.
How about that?
But we're first.
That's right.
Yeah.
What about you, Loren? How about your weekend in 30?
We did a ton of yard work over at the new house. And there was a moment that I was outside pulling weeds and like re-gardening the front house.
Good for you.
And I sat there for a second. I was like, wow. I'm almost enjoying this.
Really?
And I was like, who am I? And then I went in the backyard and helped my husband cut down a bunch of trees and got sawdust or something in my eye. My eye is killing me today. And then that solely reminded me why I don't do work outside.
Yeah, Loren asked me if I had a stump grinder.
Yeah, we had a chainsaw going. I mean, we mowed down some trees this weekend.
Don't forget to check with your HOA and make sure you're allowed to do that.
No, we didn't.
No.
I mean, we haven't. Abnormal amount of trees in our backyard. So,
how do you get rid of a stump catching on fire?
Well, that's one way to do it. But there's a machine that comes through and goes like left and right, and the blade spins in the middle, so it grinds it down.
See, I'd be up there pouring gasoline on it.
I don't think that's a good idea, Roy.
Oh,
it's pretty close to the house.
Well, if it spreads, you can stop it.
That guy I sent you, he's good.
Okay,
yeah, he's a young kid, nice guy.
You got a stump grinder guy?
I got a stump grinder guy.
That's awesome.
Is he expensive?
Tim, no. Okay. So, especially if you have a lot, he'll give you a discount.
Okay.
I did a dad thing. My brother, Rich, my niece Riley is done using her swing set. She's like 9, so Amanda wanted the swing set. So I rented a like U-Haul, like Penske truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over with my buddy Dave, and we took apart the swing set in like 4 pieces from my brother's house and loaded it into the truck. It took us 30 minutes. It was so fast. It was awesome. We were like Chip and Joanna over there with all of our tools, and just cutting it up. And then Dave got called to daddy duty, and I was left alone to put it back together. And what took me 30 minutes to break apart took me 2.5 hours to put back together.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even that difficult. It was just...
You can't hold and
line up. Yeah. You got to line up the lines. You got to level it. And it was, yeah. So my wife's like, call Rich. Call your brother. I'm like, no, I don't want to work with him.
Really?
Yeah. I'd rather do it myself. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. You guys just don't work well together.
No, we do. I just didn't want to work with him on that project. I don't know.
Well, I appreciate you not calling me.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bother.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it was like 1:30 on a Saturday. I figured you were probably still laying in bed.
Probably. Depends on how much I drink. Yeah, you saw my photo at Queen Park Social.
I did. You had a giant bottle in your hand.
That was like bottle number 2.
Yes.
And there was more bottles. We were all having a good time in there.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about. If you didn't hear, you can come hang with us at a very, very cool place that is open for just a few weeks in June and then again in October. And we're going to hang this Friday. We'll tell you about that coming up in after 10, just about 10 minutes. You guys ready for a Monday show?
Let's do it!
Yeah! Nicole!
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
And we are doing something really cool this Friday. We caught wind to the fact that there is a kind of a... an urban legend in the mountains. Up in them there hills, there's an urban legend, you see.
It's Bigfoot and Sasquatch, right?
This is much cooler.
I saw in the news that some woman did claim that she saw Sasquatch.
Was that here?
No, Shelby.
Okay.
But,
It's still here.
But no, we heard about this place called the Land of Oz, and it opens just twice a year, in June and in October. And I guess it started in like the 70s and then went away in like the 80s and kind of fell in despair.
Yeah.
And it's got like a yellow brick road and like characters and everything. And it looks kind of just like the Land of Oz does. And so we have something really cool for you to do this Friday. We are actually going. The show is going to go up to Beach Mountain to go to the Land of Oz. And we have a VIP tour for you guys. You can come along with us and follow Dorothy down the yellow brick road. So all you have to do is head over to kiss951.com for your chance to enter and be one of the people picked to come on the VIP tour with us.
Yeah, we have a lot of people submitting entries. So if you want to enter this exclusive VIP experience, you got to get in immediately because we're going to be drawing the winners very soon.
Yeah.
But it's this weekend, and we're going to be spending the weekend up at Beach Mountain, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be fun. I know that we have condo accommodations and stuff, but I don't know the name of it, so I would like to give them a plug. What is it?
Pinnacle.
Pinnacle Inn.
Oh, Pinnacle Inn. That's a good name for a resort up at a mountain. You know?
Mountain Inn would be the only other one I could think of.
The top of the pinnacle.
Yeah,
Pinnacle Inn. So thank you guys for helping support our Land of Oz trip. And by the way, it's 4:45 on Friday. So if you work till 5, got to cut out early.
Yeah, like really early, because you also have to get there probably by 3:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
But hey, it's a good reason to leave.
2-hour drive.
Hey, tell your boss you're literally going down the Yellow Brick Road.
I need a half day.
I'm leaving to go down the Yellow Brick Road. So, all right, join us. And thanks to the Land of Oz. Details at kiss951.com. Are you ready for the dirty?
Yeah.
All right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss95.1.
So Ed Sheeran is looking for an unsigned act to open some of his final shows. Did you guys see this?
No.
He told everyone on social media that he's looking for a band or act, no more than 5 members, to open his last show. Now, here's how it's going to go down. You have until June 28th to enter, and then there's going to be a semifinals set for 5 different cities where 5 acts will perform a 20-minute set each in each city. Then he'll pick from there who gets to open the very last show.
Oh my gosh, sounds like a lot of work just for one show.
Yeah, but it's cool. It's like an American Idol of...
Oh, sorry.
You all right?
That is.
Hmm.
No.
Do you have OJ audio? That's what we're going to do.
I got OJ audio,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so OJ is joined Twitter. And this sounds interesting and slightly terrifying all at the same time. The 71-year-old decided that he was going to make his social media debut and then put this little gem out into the Twitterverse. Oh.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything.
Oh, boy.
Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. I got a little getting even to do.
Oh, gosh, that's scary.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, why do I feel like... like, his tweets are going to be very Trumpy.
I didn't even know he was out of jail.
Even when he says there, like, I got a little getting even to do, like,
yeah.
That's scary.
I know.
I got a little getting even to do.
I think everything he does is scary. Like, him ordering a Big Mac at McDonald's is probably terrifying.
But people say that he's so charismatic. That's why he gets away with a lot.
He was, Loren, before he became a murderer. Now, listen, I'm open to conversations on both sides of the fence on a lot of topics and a lot of issues. I'm like, okay, maybe I can see that. Maybe I can see that. The DNA is what really did it in for me,
but even,
I guess.
Even afterwards, like when you watch like interviews that he did and stuff like that, like he's not flirty, but he's kind of flirty in the sense that like people think they're not going to like him meeting him. And then I think it was Wendy Williams who met him and she was like, I didn't want to like him. And then by the end of the interview,
she liked him.
It felt like we were best friends.
I like the idea that everything he does is scary. Like, he goes to a steak restaurant and they're like, how would you like your steak, sir? I'm going to take a bloody rare. What? Can I get a sharper steak knife? What?
I'm sorry, sir. We're out of knives.
Here's a spork.
I got my own.
Fingers.
Here's a splat. Bring OJ a plastic knife. Didn't they do a hilarious skit? Kenan Thompson did a hilarious skit on SNL about OJ.
When
remember?
He had just gotten out of jail.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Oh, man. It's everything he does is terrifying.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, man. Do you remember when he did that special, too, when he was referring, if I killed her, this is what I would have done. And he kept messing up. He was like, here's what I did. And then all of a sudden he's like, well, I mean, this is what I would have done.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Terrifying.
I feel bad for the whole situation. What else?
All right. So Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin are over. And this comes as kind of a shock because the last time we heard from this couple, it was back in September of last year. But they said that they were very happy. So they've decided to go their separate ways after over a year of dating.
That's Roy's Facebook philosophy. When you post on your socials that things are going really well in your relationship, we all know it's crumbling down, don't we?
Yep. If you're really good and secure, you don't need to be blasting them social media.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, Prince Harry had his very first Father's Day. We'll find out how that went.
Cool.
Yeah, that's your Dirty for now.
Thanks, Loren. Hey, coming up in just about 6 minutes, we're going to tell you, you guys, you probably already did something really, really dangerous to yourself this morning. And you didn't even know it. And no, it's not follow OJ on Twitter. It's something else. Stand by 6 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the Dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that's Billy Ray Cyrus on Kiss 95.1. Lil Nas X, Old Town Road.
Even my mom was asking about that song on Friday. She's like, I like that one. I like the music on Kiss right now.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, something that you might have already done this morning, even though it's 6:40 a.m., could be very dangerous to your health. Mm. And you know what that is? Sleeping in unwashed bed sheets. Because those bed sheets have traces of dangerous bacteria. In fact, new research has proven that the bacteria linked to pneumonia and gonorrhea starts growing in your bed within how many days of not washing your sheets, would you say?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I was like, when are they unwashed? Like, how many days do you have to go before they're unwashed?
10 days.
Roy says 10 days. Yeah. Loren, how many days do you think they need to go unwashed before you start seeing traces to bacteria linked to pneumonia and gonorrhea start growing in your bed sheets?
I'm going to say 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
By the way, you know it's going to be like a day.
Yeah.
You filthy mongers.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. 7 days.
7 days.
You're supposed to wash your bed sheets every week?
Last year, a British bed retailer conducted a survey that revealed that 1 in 4 of us wait as long as a month to wash our bedding.
Whoa, a month? No, I don't do that.
No, but I probably do 3 weeks.
We're probably every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm every two.
Yeah.
Well, then so am I. I didn't know you guys were going to go there.
But you know,
can I say every week?
But the top sheet, like, never gets washed. Like, the comforter, you know, whatever. Like, you never wash that thing.
Oh.
Apparently, hotels don't either. That's why that's, like, the biggest no-no.
Yeah, you never sleep with that.
Yeah, like, you don't ever get into the hotel and then jump on the comforter.
Yeah.
Anyway, this study said, like, they put the sheets under a microscope after 4 weeks. And the findings after 4 weeks of not washing your bed sheets were alarming. A dangerous bacteria growing inside.
No,
appendicitis.
Appendicitis. That I thought bacteria. This stuff has to grow in warm, damp environments.
They also found.
I guess when you're in it.
Yeah. They also found. I don't know how to say this. Fusobacterials, which are known to cause throat infections.
Maybe that's why I used to get strep throat all the time.
Did you not wash your feet?
No, I've always washed my sheets.
I love a good wash sheet.
I know. I love the smell.
What I hate doing is putting the friggin' sheets back on. That is like the most tedious thing, and you never get the top sheet right. It's always the wrong way. Yeah, the fitted sheet's always the wrong way, and I'm stretching it, and I'm telling Amanda it's okay. Then my hand gets caught behind the bed. The whole thing.
It is annoying. And then I have like a protection sheet before all the other sheets, and I always forget to put the protection sheet on, so I have to take this off and put it back on. The whole thing.
Is that so you don't, if you wet the bed, it
was no, not a wet the bed. I don't know. It's. I think it's just a thing to keep you clean.
I think it's
clean.
Like, so, because you sweat when you sleep.
Yeah.
You
know, oh, gotcha.
It came with the bed set. I just put it on.
Let's be clear. I didn't go buy a protection sheet after having a few incidents.
It just came in the pack.
Okay, gotcha.
Still to come.
So please, after 7 days, wash your bed. Do your sheets. It's a little PSA from the MRL show.
All right.
Up next, War of the Roses to get you going on a Monday. Hannah found some red lipstick on her man Mark's water bottle in his car. Wait to hear who he says the lipstick's from and then what Mark says after we bust him. We'll have a War of the Roses for you at 7:52.
Want more of the MRL Morning Show? Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hannah, you sent us a message and you want to check up on your boyfriend, Mark.
Mm-hmm, yes.
What's going on?
Okay, Mark and I have been dating since last year. A couple of days ago, he picked me up to go out to dinner, and I look in the center console and there's a water bottle with red lipstick on it. And I don't wear red lipstick, so I know it's not mine.
Okay. Did you ask him about it?
He said that he went to go visit his mother in Raleigh, and that's her water bottle and lipstick. But he never said anything to me about him going to go visit his mother.
Yeah, we can help you. And you're in this because you've been dating for a year, and that's not a long time, but it's also still long enough to where, like, if he's going back to Raleigh to see mom, you would know, you know?
For sure.
Okay. Well, we've done a War of the Roses like this before. I remember it was like wine glasses, mm-hmm. and one of them, the person was cheating, the other one, the person wasn't. So we'll find out, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Mark, please.
This is Mark.
Hi, Mark. My name's Jennifer. I am calling from Flowers for You to inform you that you are the winner of our Instagram tag contest. We had a giveaway, and one of your friends tagged you in our post. We randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful, free, red, romantic roses.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Is this for real?
Yeah.
Like, how does anybody win anything?
We know these Instagram tag contests have been pretty popular for us.
Cool. I've never heard of it, but if it's for real, I'm thrilled to be a recipient. Thanks. What does it mean? What do I get to do?
Okay. And can I just have that person's first name?
Kelly. It's with an I, Kelly.
Okay. So we're going to address these to Kelly. And would you like to put a card inside these roses?
On the card, put Kelly. thanks for almost getting me busted the other day. I miss you, and I think about you a lot.
LOL. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. And cool.
How many roses?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's a dozen roses.
Nice. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Who's Carrie?
Is this Hannah?
Who is she?
Yeah, it's Hannah.
Oh, my God. What's going on here? Is this like a joke? What's happened?
It's not a joke. I can assure you of that.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. This is War of the Roses on Kiss 95.1. You're live on the radio. So Hannah heard everything that you were telling Lorenz, a.k.a. our operator, about Kelly.
Whoa. I just got set up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, and you kind of spilled everything out.
So much trouble. I can't believe that you would do this to me.
Who's Kelly?
You told me that was your mother's water bottle, and you went to go visit her in Raleigh, and now I find out that you sent Kelly roses.
Listen, I'm sorry. I hear you. I met this girl, like, through an Instagram something, and I didn't even think that anything would ever happen, and we ran into each other somewhere, and I recognized her, and we started talking, and I swear to God, I had no idea, and I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
You are sorry. What kind of man cheats on a woman? Horrible.
Hannah, your phone's not great, so,
okay.
Yeah, we just want you to know that we're sorry, yeah. And, I mean, obviously, Mark has feelings for this other woman, Kelly, who's been in his car before you were in his car the other day, you know?
I hope you wipe the seat down first. I don't know where he's been now.
Okay.
Now I'm worried.
Oh, my God. Oh, what's today? Monday? Tuesday? Yeah.
Today's the day that you've been dumped by me.
I feel it. Oh, my God. What a setup. Wow.
Think your mate is messing around?
Let's do War of the Roses.
Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Manny.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Lorenz's husband's Father's Day?
No, I know they did some work outside.
Yeah, he did a lot more than just working outside.
It was a great Father's Day.
I think his Father's Day sucked.
Are you here to defend Dallas?
I am.
Okay.
I don't mean to put your stuff on the street, Lorenz, but
Thanks, buddy.
We gotta wait until you hear the Father's Day that happened at the Strager household over the weekend. I feel bad for Dallas, man.
We had a very nice family day.
All right. Well,
sounds like so you think.
I'll tell you what really happened in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Put your hands up.
Yes, 95.1. Music station. My name is Manny, Roy, and Lorenz. Kiss 95.1. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for being part of the MRL fam. You know, off the air, Lorenz was telling me how much of a good Father's Day they had over the weekend.
She gave Dallas...
Yeah.
He could sleep in, made breakfast in bed.
Well, hang on.
I didn't make breakfast in bed. I DoorDashed it.
You DoorDashed breakfast?
Yes, sure did.
Okay, there's a series of events that occurred Sunday that sounds like the worst Father's Day ever.
What?
And let's also just mention this before we get to that, because we have plenty of time. Don't worry, Lorenz. We have plenty of time to break apart the
Great.
Father's Day. And I can't wait to hear what Roy said, because I don't know what he's going to say. But... she just found out about DoorDash. Let's mention that.
And now, how many times have you used it since you found out about it Friday?
Three.
Oh, my gosh. Three times? You just discovered it Friday.
I know.
I mean, I've been on DoorDash Thursday, forever, and I never DoorDash breakfast.
Well.
Okay.
I mean.
Go ahead.
I just figured, listen, Dallas is a much better cook than I am. So why would... He's a much better cook. So instead of trying to make him burnt eggs that look like Cash made them, I figured I'd just DoorDash it.
Mm-hmm. Lauren's like, it's practically like having a butler in the kitchen at all times. You snap your fingers and they just show up with food.
And I could entertain Cash and keep him quiet so Dallas could sleep in while the food came. All I had to do was order it.
Gotcha. The story thickens. The plot thickens about this Father's Day. I find out that he had to do a bunch of yard work cutting trees down.
On Saturday.
I thought that was Sunday when you were telling me the story.
It was both days.
Okay.
Lorraine.
And I heard that he had to go to the store and do like grocery shopping. And I heard And I heard that he cooked his own Father's Day dinner.
He went to the grocery store on Sunday too?
Yeah.
And he cooked his own dinner for He cooked dinner for everyone.
Hold on. You're making this sound really bad, and it's not that bad.
Where is he?
Because Father's Day should be...
I'm calling him.
Father's Day should be a time where you relax and people pamper you and, you
know. Can I call him?
Yeah, he's awake. He's in bed, but he's awake.
All right, Roy, I think we should call him and see if he really enjoyed Father's Day or...
Or if he just...
Or if he just told Lauren that. Yeah.
You know what it sounded like? A typical Sunday at the house.
Mm-mm. We got him a really cool gift. We did cards right after breakfast. And then...
He cut trees. There's nothing more... The chips get everywhere. They get in your shoe.
Yeah, they got in my eye.
Then you got to start the chainsaw.
But if we would have finished on Saturday... Then we wouldn't have had to do it on Sunday.
Check your iPhone tracker. Where is he? Hey, Dal, it's Manny. It's Manny and Roy and your wife. You're live on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I found out about what really went down on Father's Day.
We're concerned, buddy. Do you need a Father's Day redo? Because it sounds like you did way too much.
I heard that you had to cook your own Father's Day dinner for everyone, and you went to the store, and then you were cutting down trees this weekend.
I would love a remix.
Yeah, see?
Aww, yes. Really? Dallas, you really didn't like your Father's Day? I mean, I know the tree thing, but...
I loved my Father's Day. It was great.
Okay.
I just exerted a little bit more effort than I thought I was going
to. Listen, I feel bad about the trees. I'm going to apologize to you right now live on the radio in front of all these people, but I feel bad about the trees.
Record this.
Yeah, this tastes like vinegar.
Dallas, she tells me about this wonderful Father's Day weekend, and I'm like, that sucks. There was nothing about that weekend that was good.
And they were like, well, at least after he cut trees and probably weeded the yard and fixed the beds at the new house, which we call Chateau de Lorraine, then at least he got to relax.
No.
Somebody made dinner for him.
No,
he cooked. He went to the store to get his own groceries.
I know, but here's the thing. Dallas, don't you like cooking? You enjoy grilling.
I like grilling. No, I grill. It was fun.
I like to grill.
Hang on. Sweetheart, email me what you want me to say.
I'm texting him right now. Spread.
Don't destroy my reputation.
I love all of these things. Yeah.
What'd you make last night? What'd you grill?
We did surf and turf, man. We went big. Steaks and lobsters.
Wow, that sounds really good.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Let's get the fancy music going.
How do you like your lobster?
How do you like it? Cooked? Yeah. Butter? I don't know.
I didn't know there was another way to eat it.
Dude, man. Okay.
I just wanted to say I felt bad for you this weekend.
Yeah, Roy was concerned.
Well, I appreciate I appreciate the thoughts.
You need to
get through it.
We need to have a safe word. Like, you need to text me if things are going downhill and you need help, and I'll call with like a request. Like, hey, Dallas, I need your help in South End. Come help me, and then we'll chill out.
Lobster will be the safe word.
Yeah. All right, Dallas, now that Father's Day's over, did you get the to-do list I left you?
Oh, my God.
I'm totally kidding.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. We'll see you, bud.
I love you.
Thanks, gang.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good egg right there. Did you make your dad or did you make the husband do something yesterday that they shouldn't have done because it was Father's Day? Real quick, 704-570-9595. Nicole, we have about like 2 minutes. If we could grab someone else who was in Dal's position.
Well, you know, I saw on Twitter a friend of mine, Katie, she went to go visit her dad, and he did the most daddest of all things. He filled up her tires with air before she left. That's, I mean, that's funny. Like the ultimate dad move.
Yeah, I got to sleep in. I played PlayStation, which I hadn't done in forever. Went to the pool. Amanda took Ruby home to nap while Dean and I sat at the pool.
That sounds like a great Father's Day.
I went
day.
Home. I showered Roy. Yeah. I went to my mom and dad's house. We had pasta and meatballs. Mm-hmm. And then I went home and we watched Tornado Chasers.
That sounds great.
It was spectacular. And Amanda was like, happy Father's Day.
Well, sorry, we're trying to get our house ready for you guys for a barbecue.
Oh, don't
weekend.
Put this back up on us.
You're supposed to X out that Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday the 16th. X, no work for Dallas.
I tried, but he's going on the road this week, and I only get Dallas on the weekends.
And I tried to help you out, but nobody's calling, Loren. Everybody seems to have really let their husbands
enjoy the weekend.
I'm the mean person.
Why wouldn't you have DoorDashed Surf and Turf? Can't you do that?
Do you know how expensive that would have been?
Oh, well.
You're Costco, baby.
803 sent a text that said, my fiance cooked his own breakfast and dinner and woke up early with our 2-year-old. No!
Poor Dallas.
All right.
Well, this is payback for not letting me sleep in on Mother's Day.
That's really what this
it's
was.
It's not. I swear.
What I think is hilarious, too, is that Loren was just telling Roy and, like, passing, and Roy's, like, right, taking notes. Like,
yeah.
What?
Like, what? This is the worst fucking thing ever.
Oh, my God.
Sucked.
All right, we got to get to our favorite segment, which is back better than ever on the MRL show. It's the Senseless Survey. Roy is calling from the Senseless Bureau.
This is a prank call. In no way am I affiliated with the government.
Let's be clear about that. And in no way at all should any of these questions be asked and or answered. Wait to hear the silliness that comes out of Roy's mouth coming up in under 10 minutes.
Wait. Did work distract you from hearing parts of today's show? No worries. We have an MRL Morning Show on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Is this Sharon or Sharon?
It's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Yes, hi, it's Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I'm glad I got you on the phone. I'm glad you're in such a good mood. We're going to knock out your paperwork here. It's just a few questions.
Okay.
Now, if you hear any noises in the background, don't worry. We're just getting some construction done.
Okay.
All right, so let's start things off here. So have you ever been trapped in a well?
No.
And how often do you get cut off at the buffet line?
Not often.
Okay. Well, good for you. Is your diamond in the rough?
I don't think so.
Now, let me ask you, do you actually have to bring a shotgun to a shotgun wedding? Is that like a requirement?
No, I don't think so.
You live a stone's throw away from something? You have to speak up, Sharon. It's very noisy here. The construction site.
Oh, God.
No, I don't think so.
Do you know anyone that's a sheep in wolf clothing?
Definitely.
What about a wolf in sheep's clothing?
Probably, yes.
Are you a sight for sore eyes?
Yeah. Are you just listing off a bunch of cliche sayings?
All for one, one for all.
Okay.
You know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
Does a stitch in time save none?
I don't know about that.
What does that even mean, by the way?
I was going to ask you that myself.
Okay. She was going to ask me that herself. And, okay. Listen, any friend of yours is a friend of mine.
Okay, I believe that.
The world's your oyster.
Yeah, they told me that before.
Happy as a clam.
Yeah.
Yes, I can be.
Mm-hmm. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Okay.
Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Oh, you lost her. I thought she was having fun.
Me too.
By the way, I would like to take some credit for that. On the skill saw was me, Maney.
Thank you for being the construction worker.
She didn't even hinder her from answering. She didn't even ask about it.
Nope.
I would have hung up the moment I heard a saw.
Great job.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I love when celebrity parents are just like us. Like when Jay-Z and Beyonce have to go see their oldest daughter, Blue Ivy, perform at her dance recital.
Oh,
like
nice.
That makes me happy. So Blue Ivy, she performed multiple numbers, by the way, in Los Angeles over the weekend. One of them, she wore like glittery little shorts and black sneakers while she was performing to her mom's hit, Before I Let Go.
Mm.
Yeah. That's got to be cool.
Yeah.
And George Clooney, he says that he is over motorbikes, that he is swearing them off altogether. And
This
is the man who's loved them for years.
Yeah, you know, he's a father now.
Yep.
And
Amal's like,
Amal needs the room in the garage.
Yeah.
Get your bike out of there. It's for the strollers.
No, he actually had a really bad accident.
Another one?
Well, no, the one that he had, he's talking about here, is that how he's lucky to walk away from it.
Oh, we have audio of him saying.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh.
I was very lucky to pull out of that one, so that was that officially got me off of motorbikes after 40 years, which is unfortunate.
Now let's get out of here.
My last time, I swear.
You know that's got to be like when he sees them, too. He's like, oh, I really want to get on, but I can't.
I really want a motorcycle.
Dallas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm not even worried about you. Like, I'm sure Clooney's a great driver. It's all the idiots around
it's
you.
Everybody else that doesn't see the bikes, yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, every time I see, like, a bike, Roy, and somebody, like, just hanging, I'm like, wow, that guy's loving the open road.
Yeah. That guy's cool. Prince Harry, he had his first Father's Day, and it was a great one. They shared a photo of him and little Archie on social media. Little Archie was holding his dad's hand already.
Archie.
If you'd like to see the photo, we'll retweet it for you at the MRL show.
He's an archer, you know.
Uh-huh.
Loves archery, Archie does.
And Justin Timberlake, he accepted and gave a speech for the Songwriters Hall of Fame Gala, and we've got some audio from that, too.
You bond over that shared level of tenacity, and every time you hear that song, you get to remember the moment that you had that breakthrough. And people who hear it for the first time, they just hear it, but you get to go back and have all those memories.
Yeah, I think that's so cool, like the songwriting.
Yeah, me too.
Concept.
And there's a ton of things that, you know, we don't even know that singers write, which is really cool too.
Yeah.
So, but that's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. She has 7 wins. Getting a little bit of a streak. Call now, take her down.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand. Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
It's Kiss95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Can't beat Loren. 7 wins. Take her down right now. 704-570-9595. But now Panic at the Disco with Kiss.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Ring it.
On Kiss95.1.
Nikki and Raquel, welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, yes, ma'am. Miss Loren, just go ahead and get out of the radio station.
Wow, you are all business this morning.
I love it. Get out, Loren.
Fine, I'm going.
Save the chit-chat for someone who cares.
You can chit-chat after she beats you. Uh-oh. She's out of the studio.
All right, Nikki.
All right.
Here we go. O.J. Simpson is officially on Twitter, and the Twitterverse is nuts about it. What sport did O.J. play?
Football.
And yesterday was Prince Harry's first Father's Day, and we're sure Meghan Markle made it a memorable one for him. What is the name of their baby boy?
Oh, gosh. Albert.
Question 3. Justin Timberlake and Halsey were both honored to be recognized by the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Halsey's not married yet, but JT is. Who is his wife?
Hailey Baldwin.
And question 4. Drake dropped new music over the weekend in celebration of his team winning the NBA championship. True or false? The team that Drake roots for is the Golden State Warriors.
True.
Question 5. The 2019 movie and TV awards are going to air tonight, and we're thinking that this HBO show that just wrapped up for good after a couple seasons is going to take the best show category. What HBO show are we talking about?
Game of Thrones.
All right, come on in, Loren.
All right, Lorraine. Nikki got two correct.
Okay.
Oh, no.
But her confidence was absolutely through the roof. Even the one she answered wrong, she got me thinking.
You know what? I love that.
Oh, no.
Really? Even I was over here, like, Googling stuff. I'm, like, just making sure.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as I said it, I thought about it. I said, you know what? I just messed up.
That's okay. If you ask Nikki what 2 + 2 is and she says 7, I'm like, hmm.
I mean, they might be hard questions.
Darn Skippy.
Let's see.
O.J. Simpson's officially on Twitter, and the Twitterverse is going nuts over it. What sport did O.J. play?
Football.
1-1.
And yesterday was Prince Harry's first Father's Day, and we're sure Meghan Markle made it a memorable one for him. What's the name of his baby?
Archie.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Nikki said Albert. 2-1.
I said Albert.
That's their next one. Justin Timberlake and Halsey were both honored to be recognized by the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Halsey's not married yet, but JT is, and his wife's name is?
Jessica Biel.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Nikki said Hailey Baldwin, thinking of Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
It's 3-1.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
I wasn't even listening.
Listen, here's question 4. Drake dropped new music over the weekend in celebration of his team winning the NBA championship. True or false? Drake roots for the Golden State Warriors.
False.
That is correct. Unfortunately, she said true. It is false. They root for the Toronto. Toronto.
Okay,
the Toronto
right.
Raptors. Toronto Raptors.
It's like the first time Roy's ever read that.
Have you ever heard of a team called the Toronto?
All right, here we go. Question number 5. What's the score right now, Roy?
I don't know. 4-2. Four to one.
All right.
Oh, really?
The 2019 MTV Movie and TV Awards are going to air tonight. We're thinking this HBO show that just wrapped up its series for good is going to win Best Show category. And which HBO show are we talking about?
Game of Thrones?
That is correct. Final score, 5-2. Lorraine, you have 8 wins.
Nikki, I'm so sorry.
I cannot beat Lorraine.
But you had fun playing, didn't you, Nikki?
Yes, I did.
We love your confidence. Thanks for playing, Nikki. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Quickly, moving up on our chart is one of our favorite segments. You tell us who it is on Facebook that unfriended you, and you don't know why, so we'll call that person live on the radio and find out why they unfriended you.
Now, Jennifer is no longer dating Steve, which you'd think that reason in itself would be good enough to not be friends on Facebook. But she's still upset that they're no longer friends, and she wants to uncover, see if there's another layer to this.
So Nicole is actually going to call Steve right now, put him on hold. He won't find out why he's coming on the air until Jennifer confronts him live.
All right, let's do it. It's a new Unfriended episode coming your way in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 is coming to a pool near you this summer. You can dive into the pool scene with Kiss, eat, work, and play in Charlotte. We're crashing the hottest pools with the coolest apartments, and we're bringing the party with us. Music, games, prizes, cheer, wine, and drinks. And, of course, we're going to be bringing the Jimmy John's, too. Watch out for the MRL Show pool party and tell your apartment you want Kiss 95.1 to come rock your pool scene this summer.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Well, we all love social media, but sometimes we get unfriended on it. And Jennifer is on the phone. Jennifer, what happened? Who unfriended you?
So, I dated this guy, Steve, for about 2 years, and we remained great friends. He's an amazing guy. The reason that we broke up was because he left and went into the military. And so he moved to South Carolina. For some reason, like I just started thinking about him the other day. And so I sent him a message on Facebook, a friend request, sorry. And he hasn't responded. And so I'm just trying to see what's going on.
When's the last time you checked up on him? Like, how long ago do you think he unfriended you? Like, when you broke up? Or did you check up on him a month ago and the request and the friendship was still there?
Yeah, like about 3 months ago, the friendship was still there. Like, I would see his posts or whatever. And I just, you know, I didn't think too much of it. But then, you know how you just kind of think of someone every now and then and you're like, oh, I wonder what they're doing, like how everything's going. Sure.
And we, you know, we typically ask these questions because sometimes the reason why you've been unfriended is because of your own actions. Do you do annoying types of posts? Maybe political posts? Maybe nothing but your dog, or maybe a certain hobby you always talk about. Is there anything that you do excessively that could be be annoying to someone else?
I mean, I don't think so. Nothing that he wouldn't already know about me. Like, it's just for my friends and family. So
yeah, I'm looking at your Facebook here. It looks pretty.
You have it up.
Yeah, I have it up. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look anything too annoying. Let's see here. It says, taking bets on what this fluffer is made up of. And it's an adoption for a dog.
Oh.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, are you sure you're on the right site?
Yeah. Jennifer, how long ago did you guys break up? Is it possible that he's just like officially moved on and he's like, you know what? Wait, it's my ex. I'm moving on.
We broke up like 8 months ago, 9 months. So, I mean, it's possible, but I just wouldn't think that he would be like that because we were so close. And I don't know, we kind of just like raised each other in a sense. So,
do you still have feels for him?
Not like that. You know, I just kind of want to continue having a friendship with this person because.
Okay.
You know what I'm seeing as a potential red flag on your Facebook?
What?
Lots of selfies, especially in your car.
If he says he unfriended you because he was tired of all your car selfies, would that like bother you?
I don't think he would say that because okay. He knew how bad I wanted to get a new car. So once I got my new car, like I just started posting all these pictures in it because I was really proud of it. So
the best lighting is in your car.
Okay.
It is.
All right. Enough of this tomfoolery.
All right. Let's get him on the phone. Nicole, is he ready?
As soon as we bring him in, you ask him right away, Jennifer, okay? Don't give him time to think about it. All right.
Steve, this is the Mania Roy on the Rent Show. You're live on the radio, okay?
Oh, hey.
Just want to let you know you're not winning a contest.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All the way from South Carolina, Steve, we have someone on the phone who's got a question for you. You know her from your past. Go ahead and ask him, Jennifer.
Hey, Steve. I was just wondering why you unfriended me on Facebook. It's Jennifer.
Wait, what?
I just was wondering how you were, but you unfriended me, so what's that?
Ah, geez. I had a feeling this was going to come up. I didn't think it was going to be like this.
Yeah, this is a segment on the show called Unfriended. It's where we try to figure out, you know, if there's a problem between people, why would they unfriend them online?
So Jennifer shot us an email and said she needs answers.
Yeah, there was no real problem with her. I mean, I thought we were, you know, going to be good friends, but I got a new girlfriend now, and she really told me she wanted me to unfriend all of my exes on social media. So, you know, I just had to, you know, keep her happy. So,
didn't think
she would notice. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's kind of messed up that you would just unfriend me for someone that's new in your life and doesn't have the history that we have and knows nothing about me, I'm sure. So,
yeah,
I don't know why you would want to date someone that's that jealous.
Well, Jennifer, let's not jump to conclusions.
And I'm kind of on Steve's side here because I've been in this situation before and I was really hurt when I found out that my ex had unfriended me. And now I see his side because they're married and I get it. And if that made his wife uncomfortable, like I don't want to make her uncomfortable because there's nothing going on. And B, I respect him even more for not wanting to make her jealous.
I mean, yeah, but like, are you married, Steve? Like, no. So
yeah, I just feel like, you know, I want to respect her wishes. It's something that she really seems to care about. So, I mean, I got to keep her happy, you know?
Hey, Steve, let me ask you this. Did you delete her number off your phone?
Ah, you guys are killing me. I mean, look, to be fair, I mean, it wasn't just you. I had to delete, like, you know, four other women from my social media, from my phone. But, I mean, I had to do it. I had no other choice.
Right, but I'm not just like any woman, like I'm your friend.
Jennifer, though, are you, if you were truly a part of Steven's life and his good friend, you guys hang out all the time, you're still friends today, you would be a part of, Like, I don't think
her life too.
Her life too.
And she would know not to be jealous.
Yeah. So, you know, you're not really that close of a friend. You know, just because you're Facebook friends doesn't really mean you're actually friends.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. There's nothing I can do about it. So okay. I just have to accept it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for reaching out. Steve, thanks for your service, and thanks for coming on this morning, okay?
Sure, thanks.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Well, Jennifer and Steve have just opened up a can of worms that we would like to eat. We're going to do it coming up after 8 when you unfriended an ex.
Wake up now.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Well,
turn it up.
Kiss 95.1. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Why are we... I'll talk about that later on the show.
Say, why are we talking about this?
I have it down for later.
Okay.
About producer Nicole and her tats. And then my I have a theory about tats. And I want to get into it.
By the way, it's the stupidest theory I've heard in a long time.
Typical, right?
Nicole's going to come in here and school you when you bring this up.
But I'm pro-Nicole. That's my theory, is I'm pro-Nicole and anti-everyone else.
I know.
Okay. All right. But let's talk about the unfriended. That's where we need to have a conversation with the MRL Show fam. Gosh, we need to talk to you guys at 704-570-9595. Did you or did someone you were dating ask you to stop following and unfriend an ex on social media?
No one's asked me. I did it voluntarily.
Good riddance.
Remind everyone, Loren, what just happened with Jennifer and Steve.
Yeah, so Jennifer and Steve had been broken up for a while, but they were still friends on Facebook. And then out of the blue, Steve unfriended her. And Jennifer was, of course, doing what good ex is doing, checking up on him. And she realized that they weren't friends anymore.
So she shot an email to us and said, hey, I want to do unfriended.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. Reach our studio. Give us a phone call.
So Steve's girlfriend now told him to unfriend not just Jennifer. He said, I think there was 4 altogether, mm-hmm. including Jennifer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I want you to unfriend all your exes. You don't need to be friends with them anymore. They're an ex. And I guess the only answer you could give Loren and Roy would be, I just want to stalk them. I want to show them that I'm happy. I want to make sure that I'm happier than they are.
Really?
Right?
That's what it is. Like, I don't know.
What would you say? Like,
I've never asked Sterling to unfriend his exes.
No, me neither. But I mean, I definitely think there's people in Dallas's past that I would be uncomfortable with him being friends with on Facebook, but he's not. And I'm sure vice versa, but I have an ex that I was pretty good friends with after we broke up. And I mean, I told you guys a few minutes ago when I found out that he had unfriended me, I was upset about it. But then when he explained it to me, I was like, okay, that's cool. Like, and I actually respected him more for doing that. Even though there was nothing going on between us, we were merely just friends. Like, we would do exactly what you said, just check in on each other, you know? And it wasn't like, we wanted to get back together. We were just seeing what each other was up to.
Well, so I mean, the way I see it, too, is if your girlfriend that you're dating now asks you to do something and you're serious with her,
mm-hmm.
you have to just respect their wishes, right?
I agree.
I mean, that's not asking too much.
No, you don't want them to feel uncomfortable.
Now, unless that person is, like, overly bearing and, like, doesn't want you to hang out with any of your friends and, like, that insecurity starts to creep into other facets of your relationship and your life,
then that's
problematic.
We'll ask you if you just got in your car and you missed the unfriended at 7:52 to go listen to the podcast, because Jennifer was not okay with Steve's answer, by the way. Right? Jennifer basically was saying, like, oh, she's your new girlfriend must be super jealous.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, I just want to respect her.
Yeah.
This is Jessica in Charlotte. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. So you're still friends with the ex's family?
Yeah, so it's kind of complicated, but I've been with my current boyfriend for 9 years, so this was like a long time ago. His family, his parents and his sister particularly, got me through a really rough time in my life when I was dating him. So we've remained friends. We're still friends on Facebook and everything. They now don't live in the same state as me, but when we did, I would stop by, like, I would just have lunch with his mom. We even still to this day exchange, like, Christmas presents. She'll send me stuff on my birthday. And she actually has a picture of me and my current boyfriend on her mantle of her fireplace.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I bet her kid hates that.
Oh, the son's got to be passed away at this point, right? I mean, my God. There's a reason.
It's coming up on like 10 years now that I've not been with him. But, I mean, I'm sure it does bother him, but...
Who cares about him? Like, what happens when he brings someone new home and there's a picture of you and him up on the mantle? Like,
no, it's her and her new guy. It's not even her and her
daughter. Right?
Oh, yeah.
The son.
That's strange.
It's me and my current boyfriend. It's not him.
Wow. So how does he feel when he rolls over there? Holy cow, Jessica. That is awesome and strange at the same time.
I know. My current boyfriend, he is awesome. Like, he understands.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So trusting in our relationship and totally knows that, like, there's nothing with the ex.
Yeah, no.
At all, ever.
You're a god in that family. Thanks, Jessica. Have a great day.
All right, this is Nikki in Charlotte. Hey, Nikki.
Hi.
Welcome to the Mandy Roy in the Room Morning Show.
How are you guys?
We're doing really well. What's your thoughts on this?
I actually think that there's no harm in having your exes on your social media. As long as you're confident in your new relationship, I don't think that it should cause any issues. I mean, seeing them is a little different. You don't want to go out to dinner and reminisce, but you spend so much of your life with these people. It's nice just to keep in touch and know that they're doing well if you're a genuine person, which I am, and I tend to have several on there, and I've never had any issues. I try to date mature people that understand that. I think if you ask your significant other to remove them, then maybe there's issues within them.
Yeah, good point. Thank you.
I mean, you had four exes hanging around.
Like gnats. Right. You know what I mean? Like, how do I get rid of them? Can't ever kill them. All right, this is Joe in Charlotte.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe. So, what do you think?
So, coming from, I guess, the guy's side now, I feel that I had a talk with my girlfriend at the time here about my exes, and I was on social media and stuff, and I'm not really active on it as much as other people, but we had a conversation, and if I got, like, a picture liked or commented on, she would be jealous and say if I talked to them and things like that, and I feel if you just keep, like, an open, you know, communication, and we reached an agreement to where I don't have to unfriend them, but I can, you know, communicate with her if they ever try to get in contact with me.
Sure.
Just to make sure that she knows, you know, what's going on and that nothing's happening behind the scenes. You know?
Yeah, I had an ex reach out to me recently, like within the last 3 months, mm-hmm. an ex who I had like a probably 1.5 year relationship with in California, and she's moving here to North Carolina, and she was asking about Raleigh and Charlotte, so yeah. I just answered her. I was like, hey, if there's anything I can do for you, like, you know, in just a friendly,
yeah.
like, I'm a human being, you're a human being.
Right.
Yeah. I'm the only person in North Carolina you know, and Amanda knew that. Amanda's like, hey, just don't tell them to move to our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
See, I kind of think that there's a difference between being uncomfortable with something and being jealous with something.
Oh, 100%.
So,
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, if something made me uncomfortable and I let my significant other know that and they continued to do the behavior that made me uncomfortable,
yeah.
then that would give me a problem and make me think that maybe
yeah.
there was something more to the relationship. If I just asked you, like, hey, like, it's probably not a big deal, but, like, I don't love that Jennifer likes every photo with your shirt off.
Yeah.
Like, that makes me uncomfortable.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, then I would have a problem
yeah.
if you were like, no, I'm not unfriending her.
Yeah. Real quick, we got to get to break so that we could get a census survey on, but we got to talk to one of our faves.
Trucker Bob. Where are you heading, Trucker Bob?
Good morning, guys. I Loren just said something I sympathize with. People are too sensitive, and that's what happened with me. I've got a good friend I work with. I'm friends with all of my fellow workers and their spouses. My wife is, too. One of my good friend's wife's made her dress. And I just commented on the picture. Wow, nice dress. She mm-hmm. sewed it herself. and it got so cold in my house, the furnace wouldn't even keep it warm. and finally, I realized, I said, well, what is the problem? She says, you out buying dresses? As soon as she said that, I knew what it was. And that is jealousy.
That is,
I don't
yeah.
know why. We've been married for 32 years. I worship the woman, and I make sure that she's involved in all my friends. But unfortunately, I had to let this one go because I respect what Steve did
yep.
because he loves his new girl.
Yeah.
And Jennifer was wrong. And so
yeah.
as much as I hated to do it, the lady's an awesome lady. But my lady's an awesome lady, and she's the one I want to stay with.
Oh, so, thanks, Trucker Bob. Thanks, buddy. We got to run. Okay, he's in Texas on his way to Alabama, by the way.
Really?
Streaming us on the Kiss 95.1 app.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
I love the morning show.
Kiss 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Is this Sharon or Sharon?
It's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Yes, hi. It's Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. I'm glad I got you on the phone. I'm glad you're in such a good mood. We're going to knock out your paperwork here. It's just a few questions.
Okay.
Now, if you hear any noises in the background, don't worry. We're just getting some construction done.
Okay.
All right, so let's start things off here. So have you ever been trapped in a well?
No.
And how often do you get cut off at the buffet line?
Not often.
Okay. Well, good for you. Is your diamond in the rock?
I don't think so.
Now, let me ask you, do you actually have to bring a shotgun to a shotgun wedding? Is that like a requirement?
No, I don't think so.
You live a stone's throw away from something? You have to speak up, Sharon. Very nice. The construction site.
No, I don't think so.
Do you know anyone that's a sheep in wolf clothing?
Definitely.
What about a wolf in sheep's clothing?
Probably, yes.
Are you a sight for sore eyes?
Yeah. Are you just listing off a bunch of cliche sayings?
All for one, one for all.
Okay.
You know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
Does a stitch in time save none?
I don't know about that.
What does that even mean, by the way?
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you that myself.
Okay. She was going to ask me that herself. And, okay. Listen, any friend of yours is a friend of mine.
Okay, I believe that.
The world's your oyster.
Yeah, they told me that before.
Happy as a clam. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can be.
Mm-hmm. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Okay.
Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Do you guys remember that little accident fender bender that Tracy Morgan got into?
It was a Bugatti?
Yeah, in the Bugatti.
$2 million car.
Yeah, that quarter panel that was smashed.
Mm-hmm.
$22,000 to replace.
Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought.
Well, if there was any real body damage, they would have had, it would have been a fortune. Well, that's a fortune, but it would have been a big fortune to fix because the other driver's responsible for it.
Yeah, that would have totaled a lot of cars.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian, she has been at the White House lately working on her prison reform. Well, she's also teaming up with the rideshare app Lyft to help people that are getting out of prison because they don't have their driver's license anymore. The rideshare app's going to help them get to and from job interviews.
That's what life is about.
Yeah. O.J. Simpson, speaking of prison, is going to be on Twitter. He just put a little video up on social media saying that at 71, he is joining social media.
No, OJ.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything.
Great.
Yeah.
Look forward to it.
He also says that he's got some scores to settle, which is terrifying.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Didn't he settle a score? Back in the 90s. Yeah.
All right, Ed Sheeran, he's looking for unsigned acts to open his final show. So he's holding kind of a contest.
No.
He took to Instagram to say that he's looking for bands with no more than 5 members. And one lucky band or act will get to open his very last show.
I'd like to put our friend who's in the studio next to us, No Limit Larry, in that contest. He's a good singer.
Up with a dancer, for a girl to be the hottest.
Right?
Take it away, she break it down. I see you, girl.
Yeah.
That is the voice of an angel.
Come on, Ed.
There you go. There's your act.
Yeah.
Well, what if we just enter No Limit in this contest?
We should.
We have until the 28th of June.
You know what's funny? We have a prank phone call with No Limit Larry that we haven't played in a long time.
Yeah.
We end up calling like the Tourism Bureau in my hometown, which is a super southern small town. And we let No Limit Larry sing his heart out trying to get into a show.
I think we should dust that off the archives and play that here in like 10 minutes. I want to hear it.
Let's do it.
All right. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll do that. Go check out kiss951.com to see what Loren likes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. Charlotte's number one hit music station. And Manny, Roy, and Loren in the morning. Kiss95.1.
Kiss95.1 with the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show.
Unless you were, you know what? If your show is Married at First Sight, then Dancing with a Stranger would be your wedding
there
song.
You go. Right.
So we just played some audio a little while ago of our friend down the hallway there from the Morning Madhouse, No Limit Larry, singing on his Instagram video.
It's beautiful.
Up with a dancer, for a girl to be the hottest. Like the way she break it down, I see you, girl.
So what do we do with this audio, Roy?
We call my hometown, and it's kind of like a visitor center, and we're trying to get No Limit Larry to sing at one of the country festivals down there.
Right. I call as the dad, I think, if I remember right. We haven't played this in forever. It says like 2016 was the last time we played it. So here we go. A little treat for you guys this morning. Our friend No Limit Larry from the Morning Madhouse stars in our phone slam.
Charlotte Valley Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Well, just wonderful, and if I wasn't, nobody'd listen to my complaints anyhow.
I'm sure they would.
Well, I got a little nephew of mine who's fixing to be a rapper, and we was wondering he's got the rap down and everything, but we was wondering how could he come down there and perform in the big stage for y'all?
Well, this is the, let me make sure you have the right number, because this is the visitor center that's downtown.
Y'all do that blues festival. Look, he's right here. If I could, I'll just put him on the phone real quick, and you can tell me what you think.
I'm trying not to laugh.
I used to read for the magazine. Salt, pepper, and heavy tea up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on the wall. Every day of the day, Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I levitate, rock, timidate, pop.
And that, so I'm that's what he does. Are you still there?
I am. I'm thinking of a couple different things.
He also sings, Larry. I'm going to have Larry. Larry can sing a song for you, too. Larry, do a sing one now.
Up with a dancer, for the girl to be the hottest. Like it way she break it down, I see you, girl. She's looking at me in my eyes.
So he's got the talent.
God.
We just can't find a venue for him, you know.
Well, are you looking more for like a festival type atmosphere, or
I think that'd be appropriate.
Like civic center.
I think that'd be appropriate. Oh, Larry wants to do one more song for you. Hold on 1 second. Larry's going to come over to the phone.
You know I'm not your man, you're not my girl. I'm going to call you my shawty. I'm going to see you treat it bad. I'm going to be my shawty.
So he's got the talent, you know. What'd you think of that?
Sounds good.
Yeah, he's got good voice. I think he's going to make the family rich. Well, I ain't trying to put that much pressure on him, but got another nephew, Roy, who can name all 50 states.
Wow. But I'm having trouble finding.
All right. Well, you know, I'm going to try back, I suppose. See, I can get Larry and Roy on the same bill, or Roy can do all 50 states, sometimes alphabetically. And he can open up for Larry, and Larry can do his song and get up there and whip a nay-nay or whatever it is the kids do nowadays. All right. Well, listen, you have a great day, okay?
You're welcome. Thanks. You want the number to the Civic Center?
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.
I'm trying not to laugh.
I'm crying.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh. Oh, we gotta go back.
So he's got the talent, you know. What'd you think of that?
It sounds good.
Yeah, he's got good voice. I think he's gonna make the family rich. Well, I ain't trying to put that much pressure on him, but got another nephew, Roy, who can name all 50 states.
Wow.
You trying not to laugh makes me laugh even harder.
Wow, he can name all 50 states. Wow.
Sometimes alphabetically.
Sometimes alphabetically. Not all the time, just 50 states.
He can still
understand. Oh, so good, you guys. I forgot about that.
Oh,
I like how when you try to hang up, she's like, you want the number? Absolutely. Have a good one.
But I'm having trouble finding.
All right. Well, you know, I'm going to try back.
This prank phone call's over, basically, is what I'm saying. I'm out of material.
He can open up for Larry, and Larry can do his songs and get up there and whip a nay-nay or whatever it is the kids do nowadays. All right. Well, listen, you have a great day, okay?
You're welcome. Thanks. You want the number to the Civic Center?
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. You're thanks so for sweet. Your time.
Oh, my God. Love you, No Limit, Larry. Love you.
Wait. Did work distract you from hearing parts of today's show? No worries. We have an MRL Morning Show on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Put your hands up.
KISS95.1. The number one hit music station.
KISS95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I'd like to bring something up, but I don't want to do it in a way that sounds judgy.
Oh,
it's just an observation.
Here we go. You have to love when a conversation starts like that.
A.K.A. It's like when you start a conversation saying, I'm not racist, but...
But
having said that, I noticed something at my pool this weekend. I was at my pool yesterday for Father's Day, a little neighborhood pool, and a lot of people have tats.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ink.
Here we go.
And now our producer, Nicole, has two sleeves.
Yeah, how many do you lost count of how many tats you've had?
Correct. I have my whole right arm is done. That goes to my back. My left arm is halfway done. And my stomach is done.
Okay. Your legs.
And my legs are done.
And you've gone to Thailand and gotten a tat there, done the old-fashioned way.
With a bamboo stick.
Sank yacht, yes.
Ink.
A stick. Stick and poke.
The MRL show fam, you guys, our audience, picked one of the tats that Nicole got.
Yes, got that.
Panther eye on your arm.
And Cam Newton wrote on your arm and you got that tattooed.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, I'm cool. So what?
No, that's my point. See, this fits you. This is you. You take ink seriously. It's a thing. Like you...
I look at it as art, yes.
You don't just have a tat for the sake of having a tat. And I'm not talking about, like, Amanda would tell you, be the first one to tell you, she's got a bad 18-year-old decision on her. You know what I mean? She turned 18, her and her friends laughed, they went and got tats.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at the pool yesterday, and I saw a couple people, and I was like, that doesn't even really fit you. And that's my judgment on it. But if you, like, I feel like, Nicole, your tats fit you. You fit your persona. Okay. They fit your personality.
Hang on. Now, this was a different... Now, earlier when you brought this up, you it sounded way more offensive.
Yeah. No, you guys didn't let me get a word out,
no,
too.
But it still kind of is because, let you know me. Like, we are very, very close. Some people even think we date, which is funny. The people at the pool... Do you know them? Do you know their personality? Or are you just looking at them and assuming that they do not match their personality?
No, my son was friendly with the one, and it was a dad of one of the friends.
No, it's a yes or no. Do you know them and their person? Okay.
But I got talking to him yesterday, and he had like a Jason Momoa type giant tribal thing going around.
Okay.
And you don't think he's like from the islands?
There's from the islands. There's nothing tribal about him, and it really didn't fit his personality. Do you feel me?
Yes, I do feel that, because there are some people, like, I know a couple guys that I went to high school with that saw, like, the, you know, the thick tribal tattoos like The Rock has, like Jason Momoa, and they thought it looked cool and it made them look manly, so they got it done on their arms or on their back. So I do know guys who just got that to get it.
And it looks great on them, but if you don't have the girth, the beef, the muscles, yeah. It looked like a wet piece of paper, you know, like a soggy, I don't know.
I can see it because, like, Nicole's sleeve is more visually pleasing than, like, Justin Bieber's sleeve. I look at Justin Bieber's tattoo, and I look like
I'm not going there.
All hell broke loose on his body.
You know she's a believer, I just remind you.
A big believer.
Yeah.
What? He just didn't have the same artist, I guess.
But I feel like Bieber and Post Malone and a lot of those artists who have tats, their tats mean something to them. They don't just go into the tat shop, point up at a picture, and say, I want that. Put that on my back.
I want to get love in Japanese.
That's all. I thought about you yesterday. That's all I really wanted to say. It was like, I think it's really cool that each one of your tats has a story. Yes. You don't mess around.
No, and they do. And I try really hard because I do view tattoos as like a piece of art. Like, I don't just say, oh my gosh, I want a tattoo. Let me go to the shop. Do whatever you want. You know, like, it's not like that. But also, I am, for example, I have a friend back in Raleigh who has a sleeve, and it means something to her, but she didn't go to a very good artist. So now she's got a sleeve that does not look good.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Listen, everybody could be whatever you are. I just made an observation that I was like talking to somebody, and I'm like, as I'm sitting there talking, I'm like, that doesn't really fit your personality. That's why the three of us, Loren, Roy, and I, don't have any tats, because we're we're not going to fake the funk.
Yeah. No. I mean, the only tattoo I would get is like, you go girl, you know?
What? It's a thing that Roy has. You know. Or Anita Biscuit, his drag queen name. It's something like that. All right, more to come after 9 on the MRL Show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Loren, did you go to Target this weekend?
It was on my to-do list. I didn't make it there.
Did you hear what happened?
It was a nightmare.
Yeah, about the systems?
Yeah, and I guess it happened again. Like, twice Target cash registers went offline.
Mm-hmm.
And the registers were down for about 2 hours, which resulted in about hours of backed up lines and frustrated customers across the country.
Yeah, I heard the lines were, like, to the back of the store.
So there was a data breach, and I got an email. I wasn't even there this weekend, but I got an email from my bank that said that they're issuing me a new card.
Really? That bad?
That's what they said, yeah.
Well, I'm more concerned that my bank didn't do anything.
How many locations do you think Target has nationwide?
I'm going to say 700 stores.
I'll say 1,000.
1,800 locations in the U.S. I mean, there's two in Ballantyne about a mile from each other, Stonecrest and Blakeney.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roy Boy, Universal Standard is now an inclusive fashion brand. Do you know this brand?
No.
They're on a mission to bring all body types cute clothing options, no matter what size they wear. The clothing brand is now closer to making that a reality since they've just expanded their size to include sizes 00 to 40. That makes them the most size-inclusive retailer in the women's world. That's why you wouldn't
know. I was going to say, what's a 40? What? Is that like a 4XL?
What retailer is it?
This is called Universal Standard.
I love this. You know, I just got accepted into Harvard Business School, and I went on because I'm really proud of it now, and I want to get a bunch of Harvard gear. And none of their sizes go past 2X. I'm like, I'm a big boy. Yeah. I need bigger clothes. And then all the other big stores, they make you pay an arm and a leg for anything.
In 2015, this company initially offered sizes 6 to 32 and made sure there was no plus size. But then their goal was always to expand to size 40, and now it's happening. All the jeans, dresses, and everything Universal Standard sells will now be available in the size 00 to 40 range.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Make big clothes.
Right?
We need awesome clothes.
And, you know, these are this stuff is, a lot of it's like right on trend too.
Fashionable?
Yeah.
That's even a harder part. I mean.
I know.
You know, I mean, for a while there, I would go to this one big and tall place and all they had was like plain t-shirts and then button-ups.
Yeah, the selection wasn't
very
good.
That's all I had. Now they finally got cool t-shirts. Like today I'm wearing a cool t-shirt with turtles on it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Remember when you got stuck in your wedding outfit? When you went to
the kurta?
In the kurta?
Yeah, I do. It was like an hour ordeal to get it off of me. It took forever. I should have ripped the dang thing. I don't know why I was so careful with it.
Because you're ready for your next Indian wedding.
Well, I slimmed down a little bit. You got to drop. My next Indian wedding invite, I got to drop about 30 and I can make it.
You still have it?
Yeah, I still have
good.
It.
There you go.
I still have it.
Okay, good. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, they don't make Indian clothes quite the same as Big Boy American. They're like, I can't conceive the idea of a size that big.
You try and be quiet with these microphones, and it's impossible.
You make one move, and it just makes so much noise. It's Kiss 95.1 with Devaney Roy in the Red Morning Show.
You know, we do a lot of trends for what Loren likes.
Yeah.
And there's one that I came across that I have to tell you guys about, because it baffles me. This one is interesting.
All right.
Have you seen the sunburn tattoos?
No, but is that... I remember back in the early thousands, you would put like a little Playboy bunny sticker on
like
you.
Like a stencil, yeah.
And, then you go into the tanning bed.
You'd go into the tanning bed, and that your whole... Like, that'd be like the one white mark on your body.
Yeah.
We were just talking about tats. Is this something that we can all get into?
No, it doesn't sound healthy.
Oh.
But it is kind of like what you just said, Roy.
Okay.
Where people are going outside and they're not putting on sunscreen. Or so they're either going outside with stencils on to get tan and or burnt around.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's
stencil
like imprinted.
Sticker, right, and then taking it off. Or what they're doing is they're taking sunscreen and like lathering on specific parts.
Mm.
And then not putting sunscreen on the rest of them. So
yeah,
then that design.
I had one of these before.
Yeah, but not intentional.
No. Sterling, Sterling didn't know how to apply the spray sunblock. And so it was just like a Z zigzag line in my bag.
Yeah, I think I remember
that.
That
was the part that didn't get the sunburn. Everything else was blood red.
Yeah, we
so
all
who's
have
doing
some
this?
Mishaps. But
the Kardashians?
No. I don't know who quote unquote thought they were making it cool.
Just trending on Twitter or something.
Yeah, and it's just, I hope people aren't really doing this. I hope this is like a stunt.
The stencil sounds fun.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking about getting Roy's face stenciled.
Everything from a Batman logo, like the spider design, to the Playboy bunny, to like suns, you know, because it's easy to make a sun with your sunscreen.
Yeah.
And a little ironic.
I'm going to cut something out for you, Loren, and then I want you to do
no.
it.
No. I'm not doing this.
Hold on.
I like my skin not being wrinkly and cancer-free.
What's that?
Oh, come on.
What is that?
Really? Well, that better be a mushroom.
You're missing another circle, if that's what I think it is. Most of the time, it's two circles.
You got to make it so that people are like, I think, is that what? You can't make it too definitive.
No, this is a stupid idea.
Let's
come
do
on.
A bet. Let's do a game where the loser's got to go and sit and get that tatted on them.
Well, we should do spray tan trivia is what we need to do.
Yeah, so I would like spray tan trivia.
Explain.
You do trivia, and then with everyone that you get wrong, you have to do a
Thanks
layer
for explaining
of spray
that part.
Tan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's explaining the trivia.
Yeah,
but if
you do trivia.
Well,
but if you get it wrong, you get a big dose of spray tan.
Yeah.
But do you want to do that with Roy versus our intern Josh? Neither one of them know anything about sports.
I'm pretty sure Josh doesn't want to spray tan.
No, but like
no.
you, so like you'll be my, I'll answer on your behalf, and so you can study me. And you could teach me sports. And then if I get a question wrong, then you, Loren, because you're my buddy, get spray tan.
And then I'll side with Josh.
Okay. So it's up to you to drill me and teach me sports.
I would rather do that than the sunburn tattoo. I'm not down with the sunburn tattoo.
How long does a suntan spray tan stay on?
Like a week.
A week.
You can loof it off, but then you're going to be spotted.
All right, let's wait till we come back from vacation for the 4th of July.
Yeah, let's not do it before the 4th.
No. Okay.
We all go on vacation looking crazy.
Yeah.
All right, I like that idea.
Like tan mom.
Producer Nicole, make sure. Hey, we're meeting out of the studio here in a couple days. We love doing that for the big show meeting. We'll put that on the list.
Okay.
Okay. All right. It is the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Wait. Did work distract you from hearing parts of today's show? No worries. We have an MRL Morning Show on demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.